In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town Automotive Group. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We are presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria, little over a week away from the season opener for the UB Bulls that comes up on Thursday, August 29th, against Robert Morris here at UB Stadium, a 7 o'clock kickoff to get you ready for the latest that's going on with practice and heading towards the season opener. We caught up for a couple of minutes with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Just off the practice field, joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold here inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse, couple of weeks plus into practice. Give us an update on, you're at that kind of critical point where you're in it long enough to get a feel for what's going on, and now you're sneaking closer to the start of the season. Can this be a critical point for you and the coaching staff?
I think so. I think it's, you know, as we challenge our players each and every day, you know, the body doesn't feel the same as it did, you know, 10 days ago. And now the mental part and working through things, taking care of your body, all those things become equally as important as some of the things that we're putting in schematically at the same time. But very pleased where this team is right now.
What is it, as do you and the coaching staff want to see from this team? As we said, we're beyond the couple of weeks into camp. You're beyond the learning part. You're probably moving a little more towards the execution part. As a coaching staff, what do you want to come off the practice field saying, okay, good, they did that and that's what I wanted?
Well, I think you want to see the steps that as you keep adding things each and every day, that they're able to absorb that, retain the past information, and then continually work on the small things that go into the techniques and finishing plays. We've always been about the small things and the details of how we go about our practices. So it's not just about getting the play executed for the moment. It's about the details for the future that it becomes ingrained in their habits.
This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Don't forget, season tickets are available now and on sale for the entire Bulls season. 1-877-UB-THERE or UBBulls.com. Because of the transition of this season, Lance, and so many younger players or new starters in different roles, have you seen the progression along those lines of guys that you wanted to see accept the bigger roles? And maybe are there any of them that have jumped out at you, that have maybe surprised you at this point?
Yeah, I think we're getting a lot of that. And I think as we kind of went through the spring and through the summer, now this team is definitely trying to take on its own, identity and who they're going to be. And you've seen players that have done that. I look at a Tyrone Hill in the secondary has become more of a vocal leader, playing really well. Joey Banks has worked really hard at that, as well as at the other safety spot. I look at our linebacker core, James Patterson's become a more vocal leader. Kadafi Wright has been very a lot more vocal on his end of things. Offensively, Zach LaFave, I really have been impressed about everything that Zach has done about making himself and our football team better.
Zach is our guest coming up on the show later on, so let's talk a little more about the junior tight end from Victor, New York. He is essentially your most experienced veteran pass catcher, you know, receiver, tight end. I mean, he's got more catches. He's kind of played more than anybody else. So how have you leaned on him in that role?
Well, we have leaned on him a lot. We experimented some with him at receiver in the spring because we're going to use him in a lot of different ways. He has an outstanding skill set. He gives us more versatility at the tight end position that we had a year ago. He's, you know, definitely faster and gives us a chance to stretch the field. You know, if there's one thing I look back, you know, as productive as we were offensively last year, it's some things that I've kind of, you know, mentioned to the staff and kind of challenged them, is that I don't know if we got the ball to number 89 enough last year. And, you know, we in the preseason in the camp, we, you know, I asked the coaches to write down some of our most explosive playmakers. And, you know, about half the room definitely had him as one of our top guys. So we have to take advantage of him. He kind of gives us what Mason Shrek did a few years ago, that the ability with a bigger body but runs more like a receiver in some aspects. So that's exciting.
Is he an example of what the modern tight end has become in the sport of football?
I think so. You know, we're not playing with what we call an attached tight end, a guy that's going to be on the line of scrimmage with his hand on the ground very often anymore. You don't see a lot of people doing that. You know, his skill set, you can motion him, you can create matchups, you do a lot of different things. He gives us a guy that really is athletic in space, and you have to try to utilize that. So looking for big things for him. Don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he's really embraced it, and to watch all the extra time he's put in this summer has been really encouraging.
Well, when he is blocking, he's now part of an offensive line group that is probably your most experienced position unit on this team. You know, with some key guys coming back, give everybody a sense of how much that offensive line is going to be able to drive what happens offensively with a new quarterback, with younger wide receivers.
Yeah, it's by far our most experienced group, maybe not just in snaps, but also just the room in general of maturity of college football. I think we have six senior offensive linemen, you know, and that's, you know, Mike Kenefix, a young man's been in our program a long time, hasn't played a lot, but he's a senior. So when you look at it, I think we have 14 seniors, so almost half is in one room. So, and that's what you have to really rely on as far as a lot of the small things off the field. But on the field, that experience has to be able, they've seen a lot through gameplay and other things that, you know, hopefully will allow us to be an established running team and running game, you know, and as we get started. Pass protection, we did an excellent job last year. Part of that's a quarterback getting rid of the ball, but with a new starting quarterback and a lot of young receivers and new receivers in our program, that experience, whether it be pass protection or run blocking, are going to be critical for us to be successful.
Who are the leaders of that group, both on and off the field?
Well, you look at Tomas Cardillo-Jack is one. Evan Kasarczyk's been around for a long time as well, but Coyote Awashika is a guy that's really embraced the leader. He's a quiet leader. He just goes about his business really well, but well-respected. So there's multiple layers of different type of leadership in that room. And then you've got guys like Jacob Gall, who's pretty young, but he's, you know, he's a pretty gritty guy that goes about it well-respected. And then Mike Nowitzki, the young redshirt freshman, is an enthusiastic young man who's got, you know, kind of been mentored by James O'Hagan, and you can see some of that starting to pay off for him.
This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. Don't forget, season tickets are available now and on sale for the entire Bulls season. 1-877-UB-THERE or ubbulls.com. Well, Coach and every other coach that you ever ask will probably always tell you it all starts up front. And while we all tend to focus on the glamour positions on offense, it sounds like the guys up front are going to make their lives a lot easier. Is that the approach you're taking?
Absolutely. I think you probably take it. I can share, like, there'll be a course, you know, during the season, I'll walk in to both line groups, offense and defensive lines, and essentially say what you're talking about. Everybody's going to talk about the guys whose names are in the paper or making highlights on television, but championships are won in your offense and defensive lines, and that'll be the case for us to be competitive this year.
And those are two of the Bulls' strongest positions as we head towards the season opener on Thursday, August 29th, here at UB Stadium against the Robert Morris Colonials. Coach, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, Paul.
We thank Coach Leipold for a couple of minutes and an update on how practice is going. When we come back on the UB Football Insider Show, one of the key new names who's going to be a big player in the Buffalo offense is tight end Zach LaFave. He will join us when we continue. It's the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. More to come on the show right after this from Learfield IMG College.
Town Auto Group is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offer special pricing to UB students, faculty, and employees. The coolest brands, the hottest deals, townauto.com. Visit Town BMW, Mini, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, Mazda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Volkswagen, and the all-new Audi Buffalo.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We thank Coach Leipold for a couple of minutes of time and update on how practice is going. But now it's a chance to talk to one of the up-and-coming stars of the Buffalo offense. Zach LaFave is the Bulls' starting tight end, a 6'6", 240-pound junior from Victor, New York. And saying, Zach, that you're kind of the starting tight end now is a big deal in itself because it's your opportunity to step into that starting lineup. How have you approached that this year?
It's awesome. I've had a chance to really learn these past couple of years, being a redshirt and sitting behind T for a little bit, and I'm super excited to step up and ready to embrace that role as a tight end.
It is the goal of every player that plays football to be a starter, to be a key part of the offense and the team. How much patience did you have over the last couple of years just waiting to kind of get to this point?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wanted to get in there. I wanted to make a difference for the team and be a playmaker. But at the same time, I was developing. I was learning a lot, and I think that was the best thing for me was to really get that extra development and learning from those guys.
Yeah, and part of that development for Zach comes in the summers and the off season, particularly here inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse, now that that's an option for you as well. What do you see as your role in this Bulls passing game as we head towards the opener for this season?
I think I bring a lot to the table. I'm big target, obviously. Got long arms, and I got some pretty decent speed as a tight end, so I think I can really stretch the field, and I can also work in some of the quick game, too.
You know, we talk so much about the wide receiver position and having to replace some of the great players that are no longer here, but I feel like we have to include you in as the quote-unquote receivers, because you may catch as many passes as Antonio Nunn or any of the other receivers that wind up playing, so at times, do you feel like you may very well be the first option in the passing offense?
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, whoever's throwing the ball to me, whether it be Kyle Dom or Matt, I'm just ready to step in and make a big role in this offense and really be that playmaker.
During spring practice, there was a brief time when there was some experimenting with actually switching you to wide receiver. What was that experience like? And now back at tight end, was that a fun thing? Were you looking forward to it? How big was that change for you?
Yeah, so this offseason, I talked to Coach Leipold and Coach Hunts a little bit about maybe making that change. And they were all for it. It was great. I mean, I had my fair share of catches and routes over at the wide receiver position. And, yeah, it was a fun experiment. And if sometimes this year I can go back to that, that'd be great. And it was a good time, though.
Are there crossovers with the same kind of routes that you might have run as a wide receiver that you're going to run as a tight end?
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest thing. Learning that extra playbook and having known all those different positions and those routes, it really expanded my knowledge of the playbook and really helped me understand concepts and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, a lot of it crosses over, and it was very, very beneficial.
With Bulls tight end Zach LaFave here on the UB Football Insider Show. Don't forget, season tickets available as the season gets going on Thursday, August 29th against Robert Morris at UB Stadium. But get your season tickets that lock you into all six home games. 1-877-UB-THERE or ubbulls.com. Well, one of the things back at tight end that you'll have to do a little more of now than you did as a wide receiver is blocking. And I've noticed you have more than a couple of times after practices working on the sleds with the offensive linemen. Is that the one part of your game that you feel like you have to get better at?
Yeah, most definitely. Even coming in as a freshman, I knew that was one thing that I was really going to have to work on. And Tyler Mabry is a great blocking tight end, and I tried to pick up on a lot of the things that he used to do, and he was always working with the tackles after practice and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just trying to take those steps to go in the right progression to get my game where it needs to be.
Well, you mentioned Tyler Mabry, and we could also throw in a couple of other guys that you've played with in Matt Weiser and Mason Schreck. Bulls have had three all-MAC tight ends in the last 4 years. How much have you learned from those guys? How much do you pattern yourself after those guys? How much do you want to reach the same levels that those guys did?
Right, and my redshirt freshman year was behind Mason. And he was more of like that athletic. I mean, he still got down dirty and blocked, don't get me wrong, but he was more of that athletic tight end who would stretch the field, make contested catches and all that kind of stuff. So I learned a lot from Mason there. And then watching Tyler, more of like the down and dirty, like he'll get you those yards if you need it. And he's really involved in the run game. So both of those guys have just taught me amazing things that I can work into my game.
Tight end sometimes in the sport of football now has become a bit of a lost position, but now here we're talking about a program that has churned out a lot of high-level tight ends. Is that part of the appeal why you came here? And do you just get a feel that this is a coaching staff and a program that values the position maybe differently than other programs?
Yeah, do? Most definitely. Recruiting, and I knew that was going to be a big thing. I'd come to the games and I'd watch Mason and Matt and how they were worked into the offense, and it was awesome. And that's just something I really wanted to be a part of. And ever since I showed up here, it's been that same mentality. And I'm just eager to finally get my chance to start.
You come from Victor, New York, just outside of Rochester. You are not the only Victor, New York native on this team. You have a couple of teammates from high school in Mike Nowitzki and Austin Kunick. How much fun is it to have those guys around to be able to continue to play with them?
Yeah, it was awesome. When I first showed up, Austin was already here. He had been here for a year, so he kind of showed me the ropes a little bit, and that was great. And I played 2 years of varsity football with Mike Nowitzki, so I couldn't wait for him to get here and kind of have that same mentality, like show him the ropes. And it's awesome, and I love every aspect of that.
Coach Leipold said Nowitzki actually was a tight end. You guys play tight end together in high school?
Yes, sir. We were doing the ace formation. We'd have two tight ends set, and it was me and Mike, and it was great.
How is he now competing to be the starting center?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's great. I mean, he's put on so much weight, and his blocking is tremendous now, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm really looking forward to how he does this year.
Well, speaking of looking forward, as we wrap up here with Zach LaFave, how much are you looking forward to getting on the field on the 29th, but getting this season started, knowing the kind of role that you have the chance to play for this?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome, and this season is going to be a big season. I think we got a lot of things to prove this year, and I just can't wait to get it started, yeah.
All right, he wears number 89. His name is Zach LaFave. You're going to see plenty of him in the Bulls offense. Zach, appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We thank Zach LaFave, and he is going to be a fun player to watch this season. I know we're going to get a chance to talk to him more as the season rolls on. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Scott Wilson, Bulls radio color analyst, talk a little bit about the Bulls' schedule and a little bit about how the MAC shapes up for UB this season. That's all next on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Millersport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution. Emergency room online registration. And it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be. And that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org. Arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose. And be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We thank Lance Leipold. We thank Zach LaFave for some pretty cool insight into a guy that's going to be a big part of Buffalo's team this year that not everybody knows about. So it was a good chat with Zach LaFave. But now it's always a good chat, and it's always good spending 3 hours on Saturday afternoons with Bulls Radio color analyst Scott Wilson. Scott, welcome back to the booth, or at least to the booth removed and relocated in the Murchie Fieldhouse.
Well, it's beautiful in here. This is my first time in here. It's gorgeous, and this is certainly a top-flight facility in here, something that this program's been working for a long time, not just football, really the overall athletic department, and it is beautiful in here. So yeah, it's great to be in here, and it's great to just be talking about football again. It's, you know, we're kind of in the dog days of camp here. We're right in the middle, and things are really starting to ramp up, so it's exciting.
Well, the season gets started for the Bulls a week from Thursday on the 29th of August. Get your Labor Day weekend started here at UB Stadium, 7 o'clock kickoff against the Robert Morris Colonials. And that leads us into talking a little bit about the schedule, because, and we'll talk more about the nuts and bolts of this team coming up, but the schedule can play a big role in a whole season. Non-conference, what kind of tone do you set now into the conference? Who do you start with in the conference? What does the conference look like? So let's get started a little bit with the non-conference part of it. Everybody, I think, knows Robert Morris on the 29th, then a trip to Penn State, then a trip to Liberty, and then home against Temple, and that wraps up the first four games of the year on the non-conference part. Your thoughts about that segment?
Well, I think non-conference-wise, the first thing that popped to me when I saw this was, for the first time in 5 or 6 years, we're not playing Army.
That's right.
No triple option this year.
Next year.
Fantastic. There's one more next year, but that's fantastic. But just starting with Robert Morris, you know, I kind of liken it to, this is a team where we're not really sure where the engine is yet because of some of the departures, and there's some new guys stepping up into some of those roles. So you got to get a nice downhill start before you got to go uphill and climb that mountain in game number two. And, you know, I think they're going to be in a really good position in all four of these games. Penn State's got a lot of questions themselves to ask. They lost a lot of talent. Defensive line for Penn State going to be very good.
Yeah.
But
some real big time NFL prospects.
Yeah, they've got some questions at quarterback themselves. They lost somebody that they thought was going to step into the starting role, the transfer. So they're going to have some young players there too. So I think, you know, Buffalo's going to be in all four of these games, and you go at Liberty, a team that is for the first time this year bowl eligible in the top division of football, and then finishing out non-conference with Temple, certainly a foe that the Bulls are familiar with, getting a win last year in Philadelphia. They've had a whole coaching staff change. Unfortunately for the Bulls, it's someone that's familiar with them in that it's the Northern Illinois coaching staff, but still the Bulls will have some familiarity with Rod Carey and kind of what he wants to do with that offense and that system out there in Temple. So I think that will kind of help them out. They won't be flying blind into that Temple game.
With Scott Wilson, Bulls Radio color analyst, this is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. All right, so after those first four, then it's MAC games the rest of the way. And I think it's safe to say that the first two MAC games for the Bulls, at Miami on the 28th of September, home against Ohio on Saturday, October 5th, may very well be the two best other teams in the MAC East and the two teams that the Bulls will compete with for the MAC East title. Is it good to start off with those two?
Yeah, I actually really like it. I like the division opponents early, and then, I mean, we're going to get to it, but then some crossover games at home late. So I think it's almost an early season MAC East playoff between, because those are pretty much the three teams that are looking to compete for the berth to Detroit. It's Miami, Buffalo, Ohio, and I like that we get them early on. We can kind of get a good head of steam going because, I mean, face it, if the Bulls win those two games, they're looking head up at Detroit. They know what they've got going the rest of the way. They'll be able to control their own destiny the rest of the way. So I like facing those two teams early on. And then as you move later in the season, I like a team like Toledo, who in a stacked Western division is going to have to make that midweek late season trip to UB Stadium and have to face the Bulls, which teams traditionally have really struggled in doing those midweek, late season games. I mean, we saw Kent State come in here last year feeling pretty good about themselves and get wiped off the map with the weather conditions and the talent. So I like having that game against Toledo, who is one of the favorites in the West Division, late midweek in the season to set up and kind of fall in between some of their key games.
Yeah, the Toledo game is Wednesday, November 20th. Overall, it's been a bit of a transitional year for the conference as a whole. Four new coaches. A lot of key players have either graduated and gone to the NFL. There were a number of transfers. Certainly we know that was part of what's happened here. It seems like there's a little more turmoil in the MAC maybe than normal. Is that your thoughts?
Yeah, there was a lot of turnover. I mean, there wasn't really many coaching changes last year, and coming into last season, it felt like everybody had an experienced returning starter at quarterback as well, specifically in the East Division. And it's kind of all up in the air this year as far as the East goes at quarterback. And then out West, there's some pretty big changes. Northern Illinois had a lot of success, and they've got a brand new coaching staff. Are they going to be able to continue going in the direction that they've been going the last decade or so? So I think that there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of key players, like you said, that graduated. But luckily for the Bulls, a lot of those key players are still here in blue and white, and they're coming back.
Yeah, which I think is a big advantage for the Bulls. Scott's going to stick around. He's going to come back. We'll do a little roundtable segment to wrap up the show a little bit later on. But coming up next, our other cohort in the broadcast booth, Brad Ryder, the host of the Bulls Radio Network. He'll join us, talk a little bit about the big picture of what's going on with this UB football program as we continue more of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, is coming your way next. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Town Auto Group is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and employees. The coolest brands, the hottest deals, townauto.com. Visit Town BMW, Mini, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, Mazda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Volkswagen, and the all-new Audi Buffalo.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer.
Tropical Heating and Cooling.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We thank Coach Leipold and Bulls tight end Zach LaFave for a couple minutes of their time. We just finished off with Scott Wilson, Bulls radio color analyst. We continue our tour through the radio booth here as we welcome in Brad Ryder, the host of the Bulls radio broadcast. Brad, always good to catch up with you. It's been far too long since we've been hanging out here at UB Stadium, although we've never hung out here where we are now.
Yeah, this is my first venture into the field house, and I'm impressed, man. I've seen the pictures as it was going up. We watched as it was going up from the booth last year, but to actually see it and feel it and know what it's going to feel like for recruits coming in here. I mean, it's a big deal to actually practice here and use it to improve the team, but I like the vibe walking on campus and seeing this thing for what it holds for the future.
Yeah, last week when we did the show, as soon as practice ended, it started to pour. We were already in here, but the women's soccer team was scheduled to practice outside in the stadium after football. They just moved it right in here and kept their practice going, and that's what this place, the Murchie Family Fieldhouse, gives to this program. Happened last year, the 10 wins, the Dollar General Bowl, the Mackey's title. So you want to keep that winning going. I know that's what Lance Leipold wants to do, but there's some work to be done. So give me a sense of how you sort of see this season shaking out after what happened last season.
It's funny because I think you're going to see the same team with a different identity. I think we went into last season thinking about the quarterback position a lot, and we're always going to. It's football. Quarterback's a big deal. But as we sit here in August getting ready for a season, the first thing that comes to mind now is a pair of sophomore running backs, each of whom, every time he was on the field, I thought, well, how can you take him out? And then you'd replace the one with the other one, and I thought, how can you take him out? You've got veterans on the offensive line, you're in a pretty good situation, but it's a different situation because I'm going to be thinking about the running game offensively before I think about this dynamic passing game that we saw on display last year.
Yeah, and I think that's where the foundation of this offense is going to be, particularly early in the year, until the quarterback situation sorts itself out and whomever winds up getting the bulk of the snaps, there's going to take a little while to get adjusted because between the group you only have one career start.
Yeah, and I don't know at this point if I'm supposed to have a favorite for the position, but I certainly do not. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what's in the heads of this offensive coaching staff and what they're planning to do, but a lot of that is solved by what Patterson and Marks bring to the table for this team offensively.
You mean the native of West Seneca does not have a little rooting interest in your fellow West Senecan? I see how that works.
I don't feel it the way that I could.
Matt Myers, of course, is who we're talking about, went to the rival high school of Brad Ryder, but you're going to have to get beyond that.
I'm beyond it. I'm just saying it's not in my core the way it would be if he was a Trojan.
Right. I think back to something that Lance said to me at Mac Media Day in Detroit as it relates to the quarterback position and as it kind of relates to the big picture of the challenge for Lance Leipold and this coaching staff, which is the challenge for every college football coach. Develop your players. Hopefully you get them to be all conference level, maybe even send them off to the NFL, and then they have to be replaced. Lance said this to me in Detroit, that when he won those six national championships at the Division III level, he did it with five different quarterbacks. And I hear that stat and I say, okay, this guy understands the dynamics of great player. Who's the next one?
Well, and the time developing is a big deal, too, because I think when we think of Kyle Van Treese, we're picturing the Kyle Van Treese that was thrown in as a freshman, as a third string guy getting a start. That's 2 years ago. So he's been practicing football this entire time. He's been embedded here with the team and learning and developing and all that. I don't want the freshman version of him playing, I do have a lot of interest in seeing what he has become. You know, they liked him a lot and he showed pretty well back then. But I fully expect to see a different guy on display when they take the field if he's the guy under center.
With Brad Ryder, the host of the Bull on the Bulls Radio Network, as we continue the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Big picture of where this Bulls football program is at. The bar has been raised. I think that goes without saying based on what happened last year. When you raise the bar, you raise expectations. What kind of sense do you get from this community, from the sports fans in Western New York, about what everybody wants to see the Bulls do this year?
It's interesting because of all the attention the program has gained, not just football, but just the athletic department in the past several years. Where we are right now, literally, you know, the field house, but where expectations are, where excitement is, the kind of conversations I have walking around town, the number of people that want to talk to me about the Bulls. And it's fun when they say Bulls. I don't know yet if they mean basketball or they mean football, or they could mean another team that's having great success here. The expectation is high. I should say the interest is high, but I don't know what the expectation is, and I don't know what my expectation is. I want this to be a team that competes for a bowl spot, that competes to get to Detroit. And until further notice, I think they are that. They're that type of team. Last year at this point, I was talking about, Scott Wilson was talking about an undefeated season and the Fiesta Bowl. I'm not bringing up the Fiesta Bowl this year, or Peach Bowl or whatever it would be. But I am thinking about a bowl game, and I am thinking about going to Detroit again. You know, get past Ohio in the East and win the East and go take on somebody and try to earn a ring.
Yeah, well, and as Scott just talked about, the schedule may set up well, and the turmoil a little bit around the MAC probably helps the Bulls, even though they're figuring some things out on their own, may be well positioned to be able to do that. Brad's going to stick around. Scott's going to come back. We're going to have a little roundtable segment here. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the specifics, positions, a little bit about the Bulls players that are in the NFL now. That is all coming up next when we continue with the UB Football Insider Show, brought to you by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. More to come from inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UB Football's fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Hey kids, be sure to come out to Kids Day at UB Stadium on Saturday, September 21st, as your Buffalo Bulls take on Temple. The first 500 kids 12 and under will receive a special gift courtesy of Chick-fil-A. That's Saturday, September 21st for Kids Day as the Bulls take on the Temple Owls. Chick-fil-A, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busybodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
It's the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and it's our first round table of the year, gentlemen. Yes. We've already heard from Brad and Scott individually. Now we're all together at not quite a round table, but a table inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse to kick around a bunch of topics as it relates to Bulls football this year. It's good to be back with you guys again.
It's great to have the gang all back together. Yes. For sure, yeah.
All right, we're going to dive into a little bit more on this year's Bulls team in a moment, but we did want to spend a couple of minutes talking a little bit about all of the Bulls players that are in the NFL now. And as we run down the list, it's pretty amazing for a program at the level that the Bulls are at, a MAC program, to have so many guys competing for NFL spots. It's pretty awesome, and let's start with the most awesome of all of them. Have we completely run out of anything to say, or what do we think the next steps for Khalil Mack is going to be with the Bears this year?
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
Maybe.
I think that's what they think in Chicago.
He's the best player in the NFL, right? I mean, you can say that out loud now. When it was draft time,
it's either him or Aaron Donald, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or Quentin Nelson already. But when we were getting ready for the draft and suggesting that this guy should be the first overall pick, I won't say we were laughed at, but I think we were ignored. And when he went fifth overall, it felt like a steal, especially because the Bills had just traded up to four to not draft him. And then watching him progress, watching him dominate, watching him be an all-pro at two different positions at the same time, watch him be the focus of this big trade, watch him in his debut against the Bears show everybody why he belonged on that stage. And to just know that that's the same guy that we watched in Athens, Ohio.
And terrorized the Miami Redhawks
right.
That one night.
He's in the conversation for best player in the league, and that's not just when we're talking in Amherst, New York. You could have this conversation in Seattle, Washington. Who's the best player in the NFL? And Khalil Mack's going to be in the conversation.
You said Super Bowl. I think it's a legit expectation for the Bears, and Khalil's a big part of that.
Yeah, they think they're going. I mean, if we're just talking overall, no one's ever been paid more money to play defense in the history of the National Football League than our guy. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
He's good.
He's good. I mean, that's already established. But yeah, I think the Bears are talking Super Bowl, and it's because when he showed up last year, the entire tenor of that organization changed from, oh my God, let's hang in there, to, oh my God, let's win every game. And they almost did.
If they had a kicker,
they probably would have had a good shot at the Super Bowl.
It felt like the Bills getting Cornelius Bennett.
That's
the way
right.
that felt in 1987. And if they had a kicker, well.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Bears linebackers, you've got another Bull that is competing to back up Khalil Mack in Chuck Harris. And a week or so ago, John City, the former Bulls linebacker who's now a scout for the Bears, was here scouting the Bulls. And I had a chance to talk to him, and he said Chuck's been playing great and they're super happy with him. He made the transition to outside linebacker and hasn't missed a beat. And at the very least, the expectation in Chicago is that he'll have a spot on the practice squad to continue to develop and learn. But how cool is that to have him with his buddy Khalil Mack learning from that guy?
I mean, you can't learn from anybody better, and that transition is kind of something that Khalil has done before to help him even more. And we saw the athleticism that he had here in Buffalo for Chuck. So, I mean, there's no doubt we all thought that he could certainly do this, and now he's getting the opportunity, and like you said, people have really spoken highly of what he's been able to do so far in camp.
I don't know what prevented a bunch of Bulls from being drafted last year, because I thought there would be a group of them. I think we all thought
right.
there would be a group of them. None of them were. I still anticipate most of them making NFL rosters
right.
as they get the chance to go in and show what we saw after watching them for 4 years.
And one of those guys is still here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Two of those guys are still here in Buffalo. Let's talk about them in a second.
It's Brad Ryder, Scott Wilson. I'm Paul Peck. This is the UB Football Insider Show. It's our roundtable segment presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Let's talk about the two guys on the Bills roster. Let's start with Tyree Jackson, probably the one that surprised all of us the most that he didn't get drafted. But he's in a really good place, Brad, and I think we've seen enough spurts from the first preseason game to training camp that there's no question Tyree belongs on an NFL team.
And there's no question that it's going to take a little bit of time to get him to a position where you want to throw him out there as your starting quarterback. We knew that going in as well. The term raw is thrown around so much with him, and we even saw it in a year in which he was the MAC Offensive Player of the Year. He still is learning and yeah. still is, I don't want to say growing because that's he's done with that, I think. But mentally, he is figuring out how to use all of his tools to be the most effective quarterback that he can be. And there's no reason that he's not going to get there. There's no reason to believe that he can't accomplish that. It's going to take some time, but I think he is in a great spot with the Bills, especially considering the guy that he's behind, who has a very similar skill set and could slide right in when he's ready without game plan changing. I think he's here for a couple of reasons. He's here as insurance against Josh Allen, who showed a lot of good things, but is also still kind of growing and learning when to take the sack or when to get rid of the ball. These are kinds of things we saw with Tyree. How to protect his body and not jump over Anthony Barr. You know, we wanted to watch Tyree, and we did watch Tyree after he got hurt, kind of learn to take to pick his spots, to when to run.
Bit, right? yeah.
And that kind of stuff, the skill set's the same, the size is very similar. It's just, it's a perfect spot to be in, and also have that veteran that's in the middle. If when you're not ready, he's there, but he can learn from him too. I think it's an excellent situation for Tyree.
That's pretty much what I was going to say. So I'll just say the numbers game looks great for him to make the roster. And there's only three quarterbacks on the Bills roster. So
right. Or at least usually the practice squad, teams, not right, a lot of teams right. keep three. Most well, teams yeah, are moving towards keeping only two. But right. I think a practice squad spot for Tyree with a chance to learn and develop is probably exactly what he needs. No, Brad?
It's the first time they've ever guaranteed money to an undrafted free agent like that. They guaranteed him $75,000. And I think that was a commitment to this player.
To develop him
specifically. And practice squad, you can't just put him on the practice squad. You have to waive him. And then any other team can claim him. And I don't think they take that chance. So I don't expect that they have plans to play him this year. But I think he's on the actual roster. And, you know, if he sneaks into a game or two, that's fine. But I just don't think you invest in him. I know to an NFL team, that's not a ton of money. But I think it's just it's a level of commitment that they want him here, and I don't think they risk that by waiving him and signing him the next day.
Cam Lewis has been one of the bright spots of training camp, and the stuff that you heard Sean McDermott talk about Cam Lewis is the same stuff that we knew about Cam from 4 years. Heart and soul, a great kid, leader, gives it his all. If he's got a chance to make the Bills, and I think he does, it's going to be because of those reasons, Scott.
Well, I routinely say Cam Lewis is the toughest player that I've ever seen play here at UB, pound for pound. You know, like he would break his hand and be back in three plays. Like
that
it was
my
just
story. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's just he is a Sean McDermott guy. Like that's he's the cookie cutter cutout of plays hard, never gives up, always around the ball. He is the type of guy that McDermott talks about all the time, and I think he's got a great shot at making the team. You know, I say that whether it be practice squad or you know, roster. They've had some injuries in the secondary as well here during training camp. So I think they really, really like him. And he's got an opportunity there to make at least a practice squad and develop further.
How about Anthony Johnson's chances with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in what is not a particularly deep or big-name wide receiver corps? I think he's got a chance, and he had a nice little first preseason game as well, too.
Yeah, well, from what I've read out of Tampa, it's one of those things where the local people down there are, wait, this guy didn't get drafted? What are we talking about? He's had a really nice open to camp. He's healthy again, so I think that certainly helps his case. And I think he's, like you said, that's not exactly a deep wide receiving core there. I think he's got a great opportunity to try and make that team.
Yeah, and Damone Harris, the former Bulls defensive end and the Western New York native, also competing for a spot at Tampa Bay on the defensive line. How about James O'Hagan with the Giants? Regardless of what happens with James with the Giants, for him to have a chance to play in the NFL about an hour from his hometown on Long Island is just the coolest story. And for those of us that know James, you feel great for him just about that chance.
Well, offensive linemen tend to be, in my experience, the coolest guys, NFL players, like the guys I've dealt with. And James O'Hagan takes that just to a different level. Just seeing the pictures that he puts online of him hanging with the real NFL guys, he fits right in immediately. So, I mean, there's no question. Again, like you're talking about with Cam Lewis, the way that he approaches the game, there's no question that he belongs in that profession. What level does that mean? Does he work his way into being a starter eventually? Does he work his way into being a stud? I don't know. But he's a pro football player for sure. The Giants are, I'm sure, happy to have him, and it's a great story.
Yeah, and just to rattle off the other Bulls that are competing, Mason Schreck got a good chance to continue to stay on the Bengals roster. Steve Means had an injury. He's going to miss the season, but still with Atlanta. And you got two Bulls still playing in the CFL, Naaman Roosevelt and Natea Jay up in Edmonton. So there's Bulls all over professional football. It's cool for UB fans to watch and have a chance to see those guys play on Sundays. Brad and Scott's going to stick around. We're going to do another segment. We're going to talk about this year's Bulls team, what their thoughts are on the offense and the defense, all when we continue. It's the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill from Learfield IMG College.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill. One more segment with the guys here, Brad Ryder and Scott Wilson from the Bulls Radio Network. We'll all be on the air calling the opener for you on Thursday the 29th against Robert Morris. Scott, let's start with you. I want some quick thoughts and some overviews and opinions on the Bulls defense heading into this season opener.
I'm excited to see the defensive line. If you look, Kuntz and Riggins on the outside are going to be formidable. We saw a lot of flashes out of Riggins last year in a backup role with five or six sacks is great. And I'm excited to see him kind of get unleashed in that starting role. You know, the secondary should be pretty good. They lost a lot of guys, but still return a lot of pretty favorable names, you know, Baker, Apri Washington, Devin Russell. The safeties are going to be more experienced than they were last year. And then across, of course, you know, Patterson there at linebacker. I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to play Patterson too, because we've seen him a little bit outside. We've seen him a little bit inside. He's kind of that clone of Khalil Hodge from what we had there in the middle traditionally the last three seasons. So it's going to be interesting to see how they move him around. And I think also at the outside linebacker spot, there's going to be a lot of speed. And it's kind of going to be cool to see how they use that, whether it be, I think we're going to have a little bit more speed on blitzes getting to the quarterback, but also a little bit more flexibility in covering some wide receivers so that you can still stay kind of compact against the run.
Bulls defense number two in the MAC last year, looking to be even better. Brad, on the offensive side, we've talked an awful lot about the quarterback, but what kind of jumps out at you about what's going to be what we all have to get used to with this offense?
Well, to me, I just want to see what the true plan is with Andy Kotelnicki. We saw how much different the offense looked when there was a switch from Joe Licata, a traditional pocket passer, to Tyree Jackson as the starter. And not knowing who the starter is here, I'm curious to see kind of here in year, what, five for this coaching staff, what they've learned and what they've been able to kind of put together as a playbook and a game plan overall. I say game plan, it sounds like I mean one specific game, but just an overall philosophy on offense. And that's going to be very interesting to see. I don't know how far into the season we're going to have to go to really find it out. I don't know that the Robert Morris game is going to tell us definitively. I don't know that the Penn State game is going to tell us definitively. But I would think a month or so into the season, we should have a pretty good idea of what the plan is and whether or not they can execute.
Yeah, and it'll be different than last year, but that's the nature of college football. Guys, always good to get a little preseason roundtable underway. We'll have our regular season opener with all of us on the radio call for you on the 29th of August as the Bulls open the season against Robert Morris. Don't forget, season tickets are available for you now. 1-877-UB-THERE or UBBulls.com to get your season tickets to make sure you're locked into all of the games here at UB Stadium. Guys, we'll see you in a couple weeks or so. It's good to catch up.
Can't wait.
I know. Brad Ryder will be there. So will Scott Wilson. So will I. We'll see you next Monday for our next edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold as we dive deep into the season opener against Robert Morris. Thanks for joining us. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. This has been the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Comdoc, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town Automotive Group. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.